This week's practical is the start of the Rubisco practical project that we're going to be working on for the rest of the term. We're going to investigate the effects of reducing the expression levels of Rubisco in tobacco plants through a number of different experiments. We're going to look at the growth rate, carbon assimilation, the water relations, the light use, the sugar accumulation, and the protein accumulation in these plants to gain a comprehensive overview of the effects of reducing Rubisco expression. You'll then write up all that data as a scientific paper over the Christmas holidays. The plants we're going to use contain an antisense construct targeted at the small subunit of Rubisco. The small subunit is encoded in the nuclear genome by the SSU2 gene. We're going to use plants that we obtained from another lab, and the construct is fully described in Hudson et al. 1992, which is a paper in plant physiology. Hudson et al. Measured the Rubisco activity of these plants and found that they had only about 20% of the activity of wild-type plants. In a practical, we're going to use two different antisense lines. SSU2 is a homozygous antisense line for the SSU2 gene, so that would have that reduced level of activity. We're also going to give you some SSU1 plants. This is a segregating population that results from a cross between SSU2 and the wild type, so should contain a 1:2:1 mixture of homozygotes, heterozygotes, and pseudo-wild type plants. In this practical, we're going to set up a growth rate experiment. We're going to measure growth as relative growth rate, which is the mean rate of growth over a period of time relative to the original weight, and is expressed as grams of growth per gram of original leaf tissue per day. You can find out how to calculate relative growth rate in the handbook. Relative growth rate can also be divided into two other parameters that we're also going to measure. There's the unit leaf rate, ULR, and the leaf area ratio, LAR. Unit leaf rate is the gain in weight relative to the leaf area gain and is expressed as grams per meter squared per day. And this is effectively a measure of the photosynthetic productivity of a given leaf area. Leaf area ratio is the area of leaf area compared to the dry weight as expressed as meter squared per gram. And this effectively represents the leafiness of the plant. So we're going to be measuring all three of these parameters within this practical project. To do the experiment, we're going to give you two batches of plants, which you're going to then harvest on different days. We've been growing the tobacco plants for you, so you'll perform harvest one in the week two practical. You'll have five plants per harvest group. So in this practical, you're going to measure the leaf areas of those five harvest one plants, and also collect the leaf material to determine the dry weight of the plants. You'll then pot on the other five plants for harvest two, so they'll grow for another 2 weeks, and then you'll measure their areas and weights in the second bit of this practical, which will happen in week four. Before starting your experiment, you'll need to form a hypothesis. So think about it. What do you predict the effect of reducing Rubisco expression will be on the three different parameters of relative growth rate, unit leaf rate, and leaf area ratio? Are they going to affect any of those parameters? Are they going to affect all three of them? Or are they going to affect some parameters more than others? Write down your hypotheses on the worksheet that we've given you, and then compare your hypotheses with your project group members when you come to the lab.